Hello and welcome to this special audio commentary hosted by me, Mike Nelson, writer and former host of Mystery Science Theater 3000. You know, I saw a lot of movies during my tenure there, but I never got to screen anything by famed schlock movie king William Castle, so I'm excited to see his most famous film. In fact, I'm kind of scared. Maybe even a little gassy. I don't know what will happen. Scared. Ah, they threw a human head at me.
The ghosts are moving tonight, restless, hungry. May I introduce myself? I'm Watson Pritchard.
Retired leprechaun.
In just a minute, I'll show you the only really haunted house in the world.
Well, not if you're going to be so glum about it.
Since it was built a century ago, 7 people, including my brother, have been murdered in it.
He knows, because he murdered them.
Since then, I've owned the house. I've only spent one night there, and when they found me in the morning, I was almost dead.
As you can see, I'm still almost dead. That! Now they threw Salvador Dali's head at me.
I'm Frederick Lauren. And I've rented the house on Haunted Hill tonight so that my wife can give a party. A haunted house party. She's so amusing.
And by that I mean I hate her.
Food and drink and ghosts. And perhaps even a few murders. You're all invited.
Please bring an appetizer.
If any of you will spend the next 12 hours in this house, I'll give you each $10,000. Or your next of kin, in case you don't survive. Ah, but here come our other guests.
I hope the other guests are more than floating heads.
It was my wife's idea to have our guests come in funeral cars.
Saved us like $12, the tight was.
She's so amusing. Her sense of humor is, shall we say, original. I dreamed of the hearse. It's empty now, but after a night in the house on Haunted Hill... Who knows?
Whose idea was it to have him drive 4 miles an hour?
Schroeder, a test pilot. So no doubt a brave man.
Hey, that's no test pilot. That's the guy from the Big Valley TV series.
And I happen to know that Lance needs the $10,000 I'll give him. If he's brave enough to stay all night. This is Ruth Bridges. You've no doubt read her column in the newspaper.
That's no columnist. That's Robert Mitchum's sister, actually. Looks just like him.
She's also desperate for money. Gambles. You've already met Watson Pritchard, a man living in mortal fear of a house, and yet he is risking his life to spend another night here. I wonder why.
I'll just guess it has something to do with booze.
This is Dr. David Trent, a psychiatrist. He claims that my ghost will help his work on hysteria. But don't you see a little touch of greed there? Around the mouth and eye.
No, but I think I saw a touch of eczema.
This is Nora Manning. I picked her from the thousands of people who work for me because she needed the $10,000 more than most. Supports her whole family. Isn't she pretty?
I suppose, if you like plain, stern girls who hate sex.
The party's starting now, and you have until midnight to find the house on Haunted Hill.
I don't need till midnight. It's right there, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'd say it's that one where the cars are all pulling up to. You could have made this just a little bit harder. I just brought a gym bag full of jock straps. I think that's all I'll need. You know, this is kind of similar to the time I had to stay the whole night at my cousin's filthy apartment without gagging. I accidentally saw his laundry hamper and, well, I didn't make it. This was back when millionaires knew how to spend their money. Now they just throw it away on Senate campaigns. I guess the original owner said, I want my house to be squat and ugly with hideous windows. Oh, and can you cover it with paving stones? A hideous walking corpse. Oh, wait, I think that's just Robert Mitchum's sister. Yeah. Well, hey, look, there, at least we're going to get set continuity. It's more than you can say for, you know, an Ed Wood film. Yes, the mean streets of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Incidentally, the $10,000 offer would be $60,788.66 today, if adjusted for inflation. But if you're a millionaire and you want to offer a reward to a bunch of people if they can stay in a haunted house, you might want to round that down, because it just sounds clumsy to offer $60,788.66. Okay. Get ready here, because I bet they're going to throw another head at us. No. I don't know about ghosts, but I'm guessing they'll all be done in by the hantavirus and all the poisonous mold spores in this dump. You know, if they never speak to each other, it makes for a really short screenplay. It's very easy to write.
Well, where is everybody?
It isn't a very warm welcome, is it?
Only the ghosts in this house are glad we're here.
Thank you for that, short, creepy man.
Are we all strangers to each other? Don't you two know each other?
I'm afraid I don't even know your name.
I'm Nora Manning.
Lance Schroeder.
Is Frederick Lauren a friend of yours?
I've heard of him, but I've never met him.
I work for one of his companies, but I've never seen him.
I've never met the man either. Just a phone call. Do you know him?
See, Robert Mitchum's sister. Just like
him. Then you're the only one of us who does. I don't know him. All the details about renting the house were done by mail.
He's quite wealthy, isn't he?
Millions.
And five wives, I believe.
Four, I think, so far.
A $50,000 party for only five people is a little steep, even for a millionaire.
He said $50,000 party? That is steep for a crapper.
Well, if I were going to haunt anybody, this would certainly be the house I'd do it in.
I'm guessing that would be the face you'd use, too.
Who closed the door?
They have a very large, well-trained cat.
This thing's made of solid steel.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've tried that old chandelier's gonna fall on you. You'd better let me take off your bra routine, too. Never worked. Folks, if you do get a Vincent Price in your own home, don't panic. Just call animal control and they'll remove him. They have a large humane trap they set up just for him, and they release him up into the Hollywood Hills.
Annabelle. Our guests are here, and fortunately still alive. Is your face on yet?
Wow, her face, but not her shirt, apparently.
Dirt everywhere, and the water barely trickles. Couldn't you have had the place clean?
Atmosphere, darling, you know how ghosts are. They never tidy up. And that's a very fetching outfit, but hardly suitable for a party.
I'm not going to the party.
The spend-the-night ghost party was your idea, remember? Since it's going to cost me $50,000, I want you to have fun.
The party was my idea until you invited all the guests. Why all these strangers? Why none of our friends?
Friends? Do we have any friends?
No, your jealousy took care of that.
I had a reason for inviting each guest. I wanted kind of a cross-section. From psychiatrist to typist, and from drunk to Jeff Pilot. They share one thing. They all need money. Now let's see if they're brave enough to pay.
That makes my breasts protrude.
And you call this a party?
Could be.
Depends on whether those nuts from Delta Chi bring their beer bong.
Why do you always do that? It spoils the champagne.
It might explode.
Never does.
Would you guarantee that?
That isn't funny, Frederick.
Make a good headline. Playboy kills wife with champagne cork.
Or how about wife ram champagne bottle up Playboy's...
Yeah,
never mind.
No, thank you.
Just a sip might improve your humor.
My humor is fine, thanks. And I haven't poisoned it.
Well, that's a first.
It's always good to know that.
Unfortunately, I always poison our champagne glasses.
Have some. You'll enjoy the party more.
Allow me to serve it to your breast.
Go on.
Drink it all, because the poison's on the bottom.
Your trust is so touching. And I'm not going to the party.
Of all my wives, you are the least agreeable.
But still alive.
Would you go away for $1 million and tax-free?
Why not spend that on counseling?
You want it all, don't you?
I deserve it all. If jealousy isn't tax-free, your possessiveness is maddening.
The trump's at home.
If ever a man had grounds for divorce.
But can't prove them.
The time will come. You'll slip up one of these days.
Think so?
If I live long enough. You remember the fun we had when you poisoned me?
I'm always saying that to my own wife.
Something you ate, the doctor said.
Yes. Arsenic on the rocks.
Well, that was dumb.
Annabelle. You'd do it again if you thought you could get away with it, wouldn't you?
Darling, what makes you think that?
Something about you.
Now I'm going to help myself to that mushroom casserole you made me.
I hear that hanging is very uncomfortable, in case you get any more ideas. Now don't let the ghosts and the ghouls disturb you, darling.
Darling, the only ghoul in the house is you.
And don't sit up all night thinking of ways to get rid of me. It makes wrinkles.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to change the oil in my hair. Think I can get a crab puff or something?
This is what she used on my brother and her sister. Hacked them to pieces. We found parts of the bodies all over the house. In places you wouldn't think.
Like in the vegetable drawer?
Funny thing is, the heads have never been found. Hands and feet and things like that. But no heads.
The wife, probably in a rage, threatened her husband with a knife and then, carried away by hysteria, took a swing at him and simply went on from there.
She certainly went on. How many people did she kill, Mr. Pritchard?
Only two. Her husband and her sister. No one else was here.
So there are two loose heads just floating around in here somewhere?
You can hear them at night. They whisper to each other and then cry.
But mostly they just rot.
Since our host isn't here, would anyone care to mix me a drink?
Certainly. What will you have?
Yeah, whatever it is, she'll have 10 of them.
Good evening.
Let's party down, y'all.
I'm your host, Frederick Lauren. Since we're all strangers to each other, let's get acquainted with the drink, shall we?
Mr. Lauren, I advise you to call this party off now. The ghosts are already moving, and that's a bad sign.
Let me apologize for my wife. She'll join us later. What do you have?
Scotch and.
Doctor?
I'll have the same.
Regular or poison?
Now, before the party begins, let's go over the details. The caretakers will leave at midnight, locking us in here until they come back in the morning. Once the door is locked, there's no way out. The windows have bars that a jail would be proud of, and the only door to the outside locks like a vault. There's no electricity, no phone, no one within miles, so no way to call for help.
Hey, as long as there's scotch.
Like a coffin.
Thank you, creepy leprechaun.
So, if any of you decide not to stay for the party, you must let me know before midnight. Of course, if you leave, I shan't be able to pay you anything.
I'm interested in your reasons for this, party.
Again with a party?
Aside from the pleasant company.
Ghosts, Doctor. I think everyone wonders what they would do if they saw a ghost.
I simply stay calm and repeatedly wet myself.
And now my wife has given us all the opportunity to find out.
Amusing. Ghosts, etc., being only creations of hysteria, your party should be a success.
Well, Pritchard here promises us genuine ghosts.
Seven now. Maybe more before morning.
That's cheerful.
Four men have been murdered in this house.
Five, if you count me.
And three women.
You planned your party very well, Mr. Lauren. Four of us are men, three are women. Well, a ghost for everybody.
Ah, clam up, you brain jockey.
Why don't you take us on a tour through the house and let's see what happens, huh?
And if you could do it without speaking, that'd be great. Yeah, yeah, I figured she'd be the last to pull away from the drink table.
Blood.
A young girl was killed here. And whatever got her wasn't human. Don't stand there.
What do you mean? Where?
Hershey syrup. Robert Mitchum. Just like him.
It's too late. They've marked you.
Ridiculous. The roof probably leaks.
Oh, that must be what it is. Who would want to haunt me?
I would say any self-respecting male ghost.
I hope it doesn't come back.
Well, Mr. Pritchard, you're the life of the party.
He hasn't even started yet. Wasn't there a man who threw his wife into a wine vat or something?
That was in the cellar. There's been a murder almost every place in this house.
Except the downstairs crapper. No one will go in that thing. I wonder why Pritchard's career as a realtor never took off.
All this belonged to a Mr. Norton.
Ed Norton?
Who didn't die here. He was electrocuted later.
He tried to lick the crumbs from the bottom of his toaster.
Mr. Norton did a good deal of experimenting with wine. But his wife didn't think it was any good.
So he filled a vat with acid and threw her in. She was supposed to stay down. But the bones came up. It's a funny thing.
Well, it's not ha-ha funny.
None of the murders here were just ordinary. Just shooting. Or stabbing.
Or bludgeoning with a frozen turkey.
They've all been sort of wild. Violent and different.
No!
That guy's had plenty of opportunities to paw her, hasn't he?
You mean there's still acid in there?
Yeah, I should probably call the acid abatement company, but I just never got around to it. I always like to keep a good supply of frozen rats on hand. Groper, you know you want to.
Destroys everything with hair and flesh.
So like Kirstie Alley?
Just leaves the bones.
Which you can use to make a rich stock. In this case, it left just a small dinosaur model.
My, it's dry and dusty down here.
Well, there's a cure for that upstairs. Come on.
Ah, see? She positions herself first in line for booze again. Ah, the old locker in the acid bathroom trick.
Of this party.
Swing and a miss.
Oh, go on. I mean, what did he tell you?
Mr. Lauren said everybody would get $10,000.
But he didn't say anything about being locked in.
No.
He just made a deal with me on the phone, but nothing about having to stay.
Aren't you going to stay?
If I don't, I lose $10,000.
I'm going to stay, too.
Right on top of you.
$10,000.
Yeah. You believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Well, I agree with what that doc says. You can spook yourself. I've done it in planes. Seen things that weren't really there. Or were they?
Oh, no. Don't try to be funny, please.
What are you going to do with your $10,000? If we get it...
What do you mean, if we get it? Won't he pay us if we stay?
Ah, sure he will. $10,000 is no more to him than a nickel is to us.
Yeah, and millionaires aren't known for being dishonest.
It was an automobile accident. Now I'm the only one in the family who can make any money.
No one was hurt. They just don't like working anymore.
I've seen so many doors. Closet?
Wow, fascinating. Do go on. Oh, well, there is just no end of your witty conversation. Look, if you're going to go through the whole house like this, I'll go grab a sandwich, okay?
Does it go anywhere?
You mean our relationship?
Len!
I'm dying to know if there are more bottles in there. someone's mic is feeding back. This is just an elaborate scheme for Lance to grab her again. Well, hey, is that Mark Twain? No, it's Farrah Fawcett. Correction, it's Farrah Fawcett on rollers. May I suggest you scream and perhaps stuff your fist in your mouth? Now, that's pretty much how all of this guy's dates end. The party's really taken off.
Please, Lance is gone, and there's a ghost.
See what I mean?
Please, come on.
Did she say Lance is gone? Gone where?
I think this would be a good idea for an office party. You know, if you were trying to get fired.
We'll have to break it down. It's locked.
And by locked, I mean open. It was really dark, and I fell and I hurt my kneecap.
All right.
Nothing that money won't cure. I must have bumped my head.
And the only way you could bump your head in here is to run head on into the wall.
Well, yeah, that's what I did.
You didn't do that, did you?
A little.
Let's get a bandage on that.
And let's get that girl on him right away.
I wonder why they didn't kill him.
Who?
He didn't bump his head. They hit him.
They?
My evil leprechaun cousins. He's responding to the call of the ugly. Meanwhile, in Mesopotamia...
Nora, when you came in, you said something about a ghost.
There was something.
What did it look like?
Well, it was wearing a black thing that went all the way to the floor.
Was it Justice Scalia?
You were a little frightened at the time.
Well, yes.
That, Mr. Lauren, is hysteria.
Well, then, Doctor, how do you explain what happened to Lance? Was that hysteria, too?
That was idiocy.
You better get that checked in a day or so. Thanks, Doc.
That guy gets so many head wounds from coming on to women that he doesn't even notice anymore.
Wait for me in the hall.
Oh, the leprechaun's hitting the Bailey's Irish cream hard.
The ghosts are coming closer, Mr. Lauren.
You really believe in your pet ghost, don't you, Pritchard?
Before the night's over, you will, too.
Wouldn't you like a drink, Lance?
No, thanks.
I'd like one. Scotch and...
Scotch and more scotch. He thinks he can get $10,000 for this.
Are you really going to pay anyone who stays all night?
Certainly. $10,000.
Will there be much red tape or delay?
In a hurry, dear?
Frankly, yes. Or frantically.
There you are, my dear.
After that, you'll have to open the gallon box of Phillips scotch. This guy is just convinced his elaborate basement scheme is going to help him score. Let it go, man. It was about right here that I took off my pants, so allow me to do that again.
Something was in here when I came in. Where? And if the door was locked, how did it get out?
It unlocked the door.
What you saw might have been a ghost, Nora, but what was in here with me was no ghost.
I don't know. I was so scared.
I stop knowing things when I get scared. I'd use a stud finder, but I'm afraid it would just detect me.
Sound different to you?
Yes.
But I'm scared and don't know things.
Three 3, 6, 9, 12.
We've got 12 feet of floor space to get it on.
12 feet.
Ah, another room I hit my head in.
3, 6. Now, I'm going to knock on the other wall. When you hear me, you knock on this wall.
Okay, but I'm scared, so I might forget how to knock.
Tap lower down.
That was Cooper. Oh, it's just some old lady trying out her new rollerblades. Get in a quick grope and then investigate. Yes.
Where'd it come from?
From in here.
Where you locked me in and forced me to knock on your stupid wall.
Well, if it ran out of here, I'd have seen it.
Lance, it doesn't run. It just floats.
Yeah, but why didn't I see it?
You don't believe me.
Well, how can I?
I'm a test pilot, and you're just a lady. And it looks as though Lance will not be test piloting her.
I'm Annabelle Lauren.
I'm scared, so I don't know who I am.
You must be Miss Manning. I realize this is a very unusual and I'm afraid very dull party. Wouldn't you like to freshen up?
Is she somehow not fresh? I'll just show you to the freshening room.
This is your room. Depressing, isn't it?
I doubt if I'll spend much time here.
It's going to rain. Perfect atmosphere for my husband's party.
My stupid, non-poisoned husband.
Why did you come here?
He said he'd give me $10,000.
Why did he pick you?
I don't know. My supervisor just came and said I'd been invited.
I know what she means. My supervisor used to always send me to the basement of our office, and it didn't have a basement.
I just met him tonight.
So? Why are you?
Why not Carrot Top or Congressman Jim McDermott or Lawrence Fishburne?
What were you doing wandering around by yourself?
Well, I was in the cellar with Lance, Mr. Schroeder, and I just left, that's all.
Without providing him with my sex.
Don't do it again. Don't go anywhere in this house by yourself. Now, fix your face and I'll come by for you in a few minutes.
But
you're in danger. We all are.
Who?
I hope for your sake you never find her.
Now get to work on that face. It's absolutely repulsive. Ah, Lance has a new target for his test missile.
I'm Annabelle Lauren. Are you looking for something?
Not exactly.
Are you the doctor?
No, I'm Lance Schroeder.
The pilot. You've hurt yourself.
Oh, it's just a bump on the head.
I always injure myself when I'm alone.
Which is my room?
I believe this is it.
Thank you, Mrs. Lauren.
Annabelle Lance.
Flaps up. Engines to full. Afterburners on.
You were with the young girl in the cellar. Why was she so upset?
Was she?
And you don't look like the type to go around bumping his head. What really happened, Lance?
Well, Nora thought she saw a ghost, but I didn't see anything.
She was just frightened then.
And mad at me, I think. I kidded her about it.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened here tonight.
Now, don't tell me you're taking all this seriously.
Aren't you?
Well, I'd like to find out what hit me.
Lance.
May I see your Lance?
If I need help, may I count on you?
Man, I gotta become a test pilot.
Sure, I guess so. Look, what's going on here anyway? I mean, what is with this party bit?
This is no party. He's planning something.
Your husband?
I wish I knew what it was.
Must be pretty big if he's going to lay out $50,000.
The money doesn't mean anything. He has a reason for getting us all up here to this dreadful old house.
Well, what for? He doesn't even know us.
Maybe that's exactly why you're here.
Well, what can he get away with?
Oh, he thinks that big money like his can get away with anything. You know, of course, that I'm his fourth wife. The first simply disappeared. The other two died. Lance, I don't want to join him.
So be a dear and murder my husband.
You mean he,
Oh, his doctor said they died of heart attacks. Two girls in their 20s.
Well, what can he do?
My husband is sometimes insane with jealousy. Nothing matters to him then. Please be careful.
Would he hurt you?
Well, I suppose it hurts to be murdered, yes.
He would kill me if he could.
So we won't be getting it on then? Hitchcock. $2,298.
Nora Manning was almost killed by a falling chandelier. The pilot bashed his head in.
Is he badly hurt?
The saturnine psychiatrist bandaged him up. Don't you want to go and console him? As you do most men.
Aside from you.
In your fashion.
You're so clever, Frederick.
Yes, I lie awake nights wondering why I married you. It was rather a mistake.
You didn't marry me, dear. I married you. Unpleasant, but no mistake.
Hurry up.
Frederick, for the last time, I'm not going to your party.
For the last time, it's not my party, but yours. And you are going.
You have to bring the ice.
I am not.
Ready?
No.
Are you ready, dear?
Yes, damn you.
But you adore me as much as I will prove. All you want to be is a lovely widow.
Yeah, and I'd like to keep some of my hair for that.
It's almost time to lock up the house. And then your party will really begin. I wonder how it'll end.
Well, gotta go creep out our guests. See you down there. Vincent Price really missed his calling as an undertaker. Creepy guy.
It's close to midnight, Lance. Okay. I'll be down in a minute.
Hideous man, ghoul.
Who is it?
Your host, my dear. It's almost midnight, Nora. We're all going to get together down in the living room.
All right, Mr. Lloyd. I'll be right there.
It's all she can do to repair that unfresh face of hers. Oh, man, they murdered Charlie McCarthy. I think this woman is well within her rights to send a strongly worded memo to her supervisor. Well, I'm scared, so I should probably look behind the funeral curtains. That will make it better. What, is she now looking for things to pop out and frighten her? What, she hasn't been frightened in over 8 seconds and she misses it?
Come with us. Come with us before he kills you.
Us being me and my headlights. Yeah, looks like the liquor ran out.
Where's Nora? Miss Manning.
I don't want to stay here.
Nora, what happened?
She just saw the rings in the upstairs toilet. It's Dick Clark and Joan Rivers without the makeup.
John Slides and his wife. They've been caretakers here for years. She's blind, you know.
I'm not going to stay here.
Oh, so you hate blind caretakers, is that it?
Well, Doctor, it looks like we have a real case of hysteria on our hands.
I think she's just a little upset, not hysterical.
And you can trust me, because I'm the dullest man alive. I don't like this trend of less revealing clothes.
Hello, my dear. This is my wife. These are our guests. Ruth Bridges, Dr. Trent. You know Watson Pritchard, of course. Nora Manning, and this is Lance Schroeder.
Clumsy, lecherous moron. Well, we gotta go change the furnace filter.
Get me out of here.
So what about the 10,000?
I don't care. He wants to kill me.
Who wants to kill you?
Mr. Lawrence.
May I have your attention, please? I think you all remember the bargain we made about staying all night. $10,000 apiece. If any of you don't survive, $50,000 will be divided amongst the rest of you. If I should die...
And the way I feel now, it's a pretty sure bet.
You will be paid by my estate. When the door is locked from the outside by the caretakers, we'll all be forced to stay in this house until morning. If any of you decide not to stay, you must leave with the caretakers now. You won't have a chance to change your minds later, because there'll be no way to get out.
I don't want to stay.
Wait.
Ooh, man, I think that big caretaker just broke wind. At least I hope it was him, not her. He's gotta be upset that the wind disturbed his carefully arranged dust and filth.
It isn't midnight yet. Who told them they could leave?
They never leave before midnight.
Well, they've gone now. I was going to ask you whether you wanted to stay or not, but it seems that the caretakers have made the decision for you. We're all locked in now.
But I don't want to stay.
I'm sorry, my dear, but it's too late now.
Darling, haven't you had enough of the silly games? Get some cars up here for these people and let them go home. But pay them first.
My beloved cadaver. I mean husband.
This is your party. Remember. In spite of my wife's faith in my ability to do the impossible, we will all have to stay in this house until 8 o'clock in the morning. But we have some party favors for you. In these little coffins.
These were prototypes made for Al Pacino.
This is my wife's idea. I must say, I think it's rather dangerous. I suppose you all know how to use one of these things, but in case you don't, you just press down on this lever with your thumb and then pull the trigger.
Try not to shoot the priceless Hmong vases like I just did.
You see, they're loaded.
Try one, wrinkled hobbit creature.
These are no good against the dead, only the living.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Doctor?
This should make you less boring.
Lance?
Try not to shoot your own forehead, sonny.
Nora?
Tried to get yours in pink, but no go.
Go ahead, take it. Miss Bridges?
Is there any liquor in this thing?
Here's yours, dear.
I don't need it.
It was your idea. Who knows, you may want to use it on me before this night is over.
And she immediately shoots him in the head.
Throw these guns away. They won't do you any good.
I agree with Pritchard on that point, although not for the same reason.
Dr. Trent.
How can you be so wrong about everything?
Don't you approve of our little party favors?
Suppose Nora had had a gun when she mistook the blind woman for a ghost.
I don't think anyone else is going to walk around in total darkness. Oh, I'm sure we're not going to go running around the house shooting each other, aren't you?
Who knows? Fear makes people do amazing things.
Makes the gnarled troll man go after the wild turkey.
Mr. Pritchard, you said your sister-in-law killed a man and a woman here and cut them up? You said they found hands and feet, but they never found any heads. Would you like to see one of those heads? Would you all like to see one of those heads?
Take it easy.
Well, just follow me.
And after we see the rotting head, we can all come back down for some clam dip.
Darling,
I really don't need this.
I'd prefer a Glock with a laser sight if you've got one. I'm sure this won't be important later, so don't worry about it.
Just go look in my suitcase. Just go look.
When I'm done, can I dig through your underwear drawer? I've been looking for that slip.
But it was in there. A woman's head.
Nora, I think you're a little upset. Would you care for a sedative?
Get out! Get out, all of you! All of you, get out of here and leave me alone! Just get out of here!
I think she just proved that she certainly doesn't need a sedative.
You think it's all right to leave her by herself, Doctor?
I wish she'd taken the sedative.
Well, what do you suppose she thought she saw?
They're closing in on her.
Look, Doc, I think somebody ought to stay with her.
There could be a million people around her. If they wanted her, they'd get her.
Isn't he due back at his hollow tree?
What if he's right?
He's too drunk to know what he's talking about.
I wonder. I'll join you in a minute.
That's the only one Lance hasn't hit on yet. Let's watch.
Do you think it would do any good if you went in and talked to her?
Well, do you think there really was a head in her suitcase?
I don't know.
A thing like that would put me right over the edge.
But would you sort of stay up here, I mean, in case she needs help?
All right. I'll be in my room. Just call if you want.
Thanks.
Hey, Lance, we were thinking of getting a game of Twister going. You in? Huh.
Are you sure there are only seven people in this house?
Positive. Except for the ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts. Nor in frightening women. In Nora's case, it's gone far enough. Perhaps too far.
What do you suggest we do about it, Doctor?
Don't frighten her anymore.
Or I'll stand near you and talk about things. You wouldn't like that, would you? Meanwhile, back in ancient Samaria. There's got to be a way I can sustain a head wound in this room. Hello, is that a doorknob I see? Are Nick and Asta in there with you?
Nora? Nora?
Has this guy ever had a date with a woman before this night? Let her go, man. She doesn't like you. Ooh, look what she pulled out of the sink. Isn't that going to look a touch suspicious? I swear you'd lose your head if it weren't connected. Hey, that's mine. I made it in art class.
What do you know about this?
They've taken her. In a little while, she'll be one of them.
Hey, use a coaster.
Where's Nora?
May I offer you a knife?
Where is she?
It's too late. It's too late. You'll never find her again.
Richard, if you know where she is, you better tell me now.
She's gone. She's gone with them. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Someone just discovered that the milk had gone bad. Yep. See, she'd do anything not to go out with him. Yep. Guess I should have insisted on that sedative. I really wasn't planning on doing any work while I was here, but all right. You know, Doc, you don't have to hold her by the breasts. I wanted to carry her across the threshold, but not like this. Is it all right if I'm her date to the morgue? I was busy killing people. Did I miss anything?
She's dead, Mr. Lorry. Your wife hanged herself. Suicide.
And they had such a sunny, happy marriage. You hate to see it. And this clown's immediately back on the hunt. That's the stride he would eventually perfect on the Big Valley. Cowboy stride.
Please hide.
You can hide in my pants if you're in such a big hurry.
He tried to kill me. He grabbed me and choked me and put me in that room. And then he went away and left me.
Who?
He thought I was dead.
Who?
Mr. Lloyd.
That's just his way of being friendly.
Are you sure about this?
I don't know. It was dark, but it must have been him.
Has anybody seen you since he left you?
I heard some people in that room, but I went by and nobody saw me.
You know, it must have been him. Probably won't hold up in court.
But how?
She was innocently hanging herself when something went horribly wrong.
Lauren said she committed suicide. But I think somebody killed her.
Him.
And I intend on killing everyone in here until someone confesses. Housekeeping and strangulation, ma'am. Yeah, as if they don't know you're in a room. You're not too obvious.
I'm sure you've come to the same conclusion I have.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's all have a meeting. Discuss what to do. The living room?
Okay, in a minute.
How the hell does the doctor know that Lance came to the same conclusion? What if his conclusion was that they should all dress up as longshoremen and sing Annie Get Your Gun? Lady, consider him your 24-hour harassment service.
Now, you lock yourself in here and don't let anybody know you're here. If he thinks you're dead, he won't come here. And I'll get back as soon as I can. You'll be all right.
Mild groat, and he's off.
And if you have to, you use it.
Yes, I'll shoot you if you get too fresh. Lance is going to wear out the carpet in that hallway. Let's see, who haven't I strangled? I know there's a few leftover canapes down in the fridge, and now that my wife's dead, she won't miss them. I've seen so much sneaking between rooms since I chaperoned a high school youth group.
So beautiful.
So dead.
So greedy.
So dead.
So cold.
So dead.
What are you doing in here?
Wait. Don't wait.
What do you mean, coming in here?
I want them to take her away.
Drunk.
They will if you don't watch her.
You're drunk. All right, out with it, Bridget. Why did you come into this room?
I'm the only one who understands.
Understands what?
Your wife isn't there anymore. She's already joined them.
Now, Bridget, I've had enough of your spook talk. Get out, you sot, and don't come back into this room again.
Since every room is identical and he's drunk, odds are he'll be back. He should really start working on the breakfast menu. Yes, I'm drunk and half strangled, so what? You guys all want to do some karaoke?
Where's what's her name? Nora.
I didn't disturb her since I don't think this concerns her.
No, you're right.
Mr. Lauren, isn't there some way we can get out of this house now?
No, none at all.
We could try breaking out.
The only door to the outside is made of steel. The bars of the windows are set in solid stone. We gotta stay.
And they all completely trust the drunk guy.
I'm not afraid of your ghosts, Pritchard.
It's your body odor that scares me.
But I am afraid. When we came here a few hours ago, the only thing we had in common was the $10,000 we'd get. Now, however, we share something else.
Lice?
The death of Mrs. Lauren. So far tonight, one of us was almost killed by a falling chandelier. One of us was mysteriously slugged. One of us has been driven to the brink of absolute hysteria.
That's me.
And one of us is dead. Were these accidents? Suicide?
Vast right-wing conspiracy?
We'll stay here for 6 more hours.
6 hours? 6 of us. I'm in it.
Who'll be next?
I will. Oh, I'll wait.
How will it happen?
Let me ask you a question, Doctor. You were the first one to see my wife there. Did you also see anything that she could have climbed up on and then jumped?
No.
Did any of them?
Jumped from or off of, I think you mean?
There was nothing. How then did she get up there so high?
Exactly, Mr. Lauren. How? She couldn't have pulled herself up there. She couldn't have dropped from the ceiling. Do you think your wife killed herself?
No. She was murdered.
And I'm convinced I killed her.
By one of you.
Or you, Mr. Lauren. To deliberately kill someone, you must have a reason.
We were all strangers to your wife. Only you had a motive for murder.
What husband hasn't at some time wanted to kill his wife? What husband hasn't had 1,000 opportunities to do it in such a way so that he'd never be suspected? I'm not such a fool as to hang my wife from a ceiling by a rope.
The fact remains that you, or one of us, murdered Mrs. Lauren. And that's a matter for the police.
So how do we get the police?
That's my point. We can't until morning. What began as a silly party given by an eccentric...
party.
...now involved us all in murder.
A silly party.
Richard may be right. If another murder's in the works, let's stop it now.
Another murder?
Why not? Maybe one of us saw too much.
Yeah, I'll have some rum.
Why should even a millionaire want to give each of us $10,000 to spend one night in a gloomy old house? To see some ghosts, have a party?
You know, they shouldn't have even let that doctor start talking.
You're trying me, Doctor. And is the verdict guilty of murder?
Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere. Somebody killed Mrs. Lauren. We know that. One of us is guilty and the rest of us are innocent. Okay. Now, what we have to do for the next 6 hours is protect ourselves from each other.
Do you really think?
I don't think anything.
Well, that's obvious.
I just know that I'm going to my room. And if anybody comes in, I'll shoot him. Or her.
And if we all stay in our rooms, we'll be safe. Because the innocent will have no reason to leave his room. And the guilty will admit his guilt if he or she does.
And we all have guns.
And we're all agreed.
Oh, I wish this night were over.
I like his plan of going to separate rooms to keep an eye on each other.
Guns? I tell you, it doesn't make any difference. They aren't through with us yet.
So, who wants to hit the sauna? Hey, stop looking at my butt. Yep, I'll just be in my room not nuzzling the underwear I didn't steal from Nora. Mm-hmm.
What's the use of saying goodnight?
Because even though we're doomed, it doesn't mean we can't have manners. Doc is all over her.
Hey.
guys want to catch Conan before we turn in?
Good night, Doctor.
I'll be in the halls, murder. I mean, sleeping in my bed. Damn, so sure, he gives himself the comfiest bed. Ow, ow, my thighs are lacerated. I'm bleeding profusely. If anyone tries to steal my lucky charms, he's dead. Thinking of the time his colleagues nominated him dullest working psychiatrist in the entire Western Hemisphere. Okay. Must make speeches longer and more pointless. But how? Kitten, is that you? The physics of doorknobs confuses and frightens my scientific mind. How to add a minute to your movie without advancing the plot in any way. You know, technically she's in this movie, but she's not really in this movie. Suppose you could steal the towels and soap to pass the time. You see, there's so many stains in that house, it's almost impossible to avoid that. I know this is nuts. It's crazy for me to even suggest it, but he wouldn't be headed for Nora's room, would he?
Lance, I've been thinking. It was so dark down there. Maybe it wasn't Mr. Lawrence.
It was him, all right. He tried to kill you, and he did kill his wife.
How can you be so sure?
She tried to warn me, asked me to help her.
But I didn't feel like it.
The doc thinks he's going to try and kill one of us. Now, there must be a way out of this place, and I'm going to find it and get the police before he does.
I'm going with you.
What if he finds out you're alive? No, Nora. You're safer here than any place else. Now just lock yourself in and keep quiet.
I'm going to find an empty room and somehow smash my head into the wall.
If I find a way out, I'll come back and get you.
Unless I forget, which is highly likely. I give him 10 minutes tops before he manages to hang himself on a drapery cord. He's got an absolute fetish about groping the walls. Just like that, he fails. Meanwhile, in ancient Assyria... Okay, let's see. It was lock the doors. No, open the doors. No, wait. Go around the doors. Varnish the doors. Obscene. you can push her over uphill. You see, this is what you get when you name your home the House on Haunted Hill. It's like an invitation for this kind of crap. Did you throw me a light wrap or something? It's cold out here. Well, she can forget her afterlife career as a rodeo star. Seems like Nora should be pretty easy to take down. Well, yes, I'm afraid. I repeat, yes. Sorry to scare you. I'll just be here if you need me. Oh, yes, I didn't know there'd be orangutans in this movie. Yeah, right. Lance is locked in a broom closet right now. Or maybe he somehow got himself wedged into the chimney. Jeez, how long does it take this woman to look around her room? Stevie Wonder could have looked at the room faster than her. Well, maybe that's what Lance meant earlier when he invited her to check out his organ. And now, enjoy the shot from earlier in the film. So, that whole staying in the room thing, it just kind of went in the crapper, I guess. Dull guy. Analyze this.
An admission of guilt, Doctor?
Certainly not. There's either somebody else in this house or one of us has left his room. Did you hear anything?
I heard a few people say, please don't murder me.
Organ music?
That. And someone walking.
Walking on my organ.
You got yours? Ready?
You look downstairs, and I'll look up here.
Why not together?
There may be only minutes, seconds left of someone's life. Why waste time?
The splitting up plan has worked so well up to now. Did you just call me power tool? Now, why wreck my own toilet? I'm going to get his thunder bucket a workout here. You know, if it turns out that he's a killer, it still won't make him one iota more exciting than he is now. If you wanted to sleep in that bed, all you had to do was ask your host.
It's almost over, darling.
I'm dead right now?
Every detail was perfect.
Except that part about me being involved. Pushing that rope through the bars and hovering outside the window was hard, but other than that...
What's happening?
We've done it. A perfect crime. Beautiful.
Has she killed him?
Not yet. But she will.
Well, then we can't quite slot it in the perfect crime column yet.
Get me out of this hanging harness. What's taking that girl so long? What time is it?
At first, I couldn't get Nora to want to protect herself with a gun. But after you appeared at the window, everything began to work just as we had planned. You were wonderful. Just the touch that finally drove her into complete hysteria. Mm.
Keep going.
It's all about planning, darling. Where's Nora now? What's happening?
On her way to the cellar. So scared she'll shoot the first...
Doctor Exposition.
And Frederick?
On his way to the cellar, too.
David, are you sure none of them will suspect us?
Of what? An hysterical girl accidentally shoots somebody? Who would suspect that we planned it that way, that we drove her to it?
What about my suicide?
But just a ghost party gag. We'll claim it was a dummy since I'm the only one who touched you.
And the caretakers?
Well, they had no idea what they were really doing.
What about Nora? She's not stupid, you know.
Darling, believe me, everything we've planned is working perfectly. Nora is sure Frederick murdered you. She thinks Frederick attacked her in the cellar, not me. And now Nora's almost out of her mind with fear.
There's something like 48 loose ends, but I'm sure it'll work out all right.
It's taking too long. David, you ought to be there.
Ew, for her, that's got to be about as exciting as kissing a dry erase board.
When you hear the shot, come down to the cellar.
Meet me by the pickled beets. Yes, for dark, rickety stairs, high heel shoes work best. You know, I remember something about an acid bath, but I can't imagine it'll come into play in this scene. Yep. Give her 10 minutes and she'll have this room completely looked at. Please feel free not to shoot me in an insane, girlish panic. Thank you.
No! No!
See, that's exactly what I was trying to avoid. Don't take her on a date to a haunted house. She'd murder the whole staff before you even got halfway through. I'm here to tamp down any excitement this scene may have got going. Now he simply has to murder the other 5 people in the house, and it's the perfect crime. People at home, remember, always wear safety glasses when throwing your murder victims into giant vats of acid. I wonder if she was thinking he was someone else when she got involved with that psychiatrist. It's not possible to actually like that guy, is it? Huh, she's nude. Well, she may as well bait the rat traps with fresh peanut butter as long as she's down there.
David? David?
And maybe put some 3-in-1 household oil on the door hinges, too. Meanwhile, Lance has managed to snag himself on a coat hook and is whimpering for help right now. You know, she scans a room at a downright Nora-esque speed. She always likes to check the vat of acid before turning in for the night. Iggy Pop. Oh, wait, he's a little beefier than Iggy Pop, actually. Haven't seen my pancreas around here anywhere, have you? Maybe a set of lungs, about 20 feet of intestine.
At last you've got it all. Everything I have. Even my life. But you're not going to live to enjoy it. Come with me, murderess. Come with me.
I still give their marriage a chance. Oh, it'll take counseling. Their sex life will suffer somewhat. But, you know, she always nagged him to lose a few pounds. Remember when I said I wanted to bone you? Now, if she has high pH-balanced skin, this might actually help. This makes me miss Nora. Slower. It's too fast. Hey, it's Geppetto. I bet this was hard for him to pull off. Honey, why are you making a skeleton marionette? Come to bed. Oh, just another minute. I really have to finish my skeleton marionette for, the skeleton marionette competition.
Good night, Malcolm. Good night, Annabelle. The crime you two planned was indeed perfect. Only the victim is alive and the murderers are not. It's a pity you didn't know when you started your game of murder that I was playing, too.
Even when I'm alone, I like to say my little revenge speeches out loud. Kind of helps me work through things.
There must be some way to get in here.
Oh, it's right along here, somewhat.
I've shot Mr. Lorne. He's down in the wine cellar.
Alive?
I don't think so.
All right, you guys go down there. I'll snag my foot on the rug and knock myself unconscious.
It's him. He's alive.
Maybe it's her career she was thinking was dead.
You didn't shoot anyone, my dear. I loaded your gun with blanks. I can tell you all now. Trent and my wife were planning to kill me. They failed. Trent tried to throw me in the vat. My wife stumbled and fell.
On top of Trent, naked.
I'm ready for justice to decide if I'm innocent or guilty.
In the meantime, I'll be fleeing to Mexico if you need me.
Many more.
For heaven's sake, man, go on Zoloft and get some therapy.
They're coming for me now. And then they'll come for you.
Well, this film was made in 1958 and they still haven't come for me, so I feel confident that you're wrong, my little insane drunken troll friend. Thanks for joining me for this screening of The House on Haunted Hill. If we've learned anything here today, it's don't accept invitations to haunted house parties by insane millionaires you've never met. You know, unless the price is right.